eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I love that when you guys come on the show, you're totally prepared for me to ask you about your life insurance and your estate planning, because you know that these are two issues that I think are so important to secure your financial future. And with Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is so cool because it helps you compare your options from top companies, and often we find out that your work insurance policy may not offer enough protection for your family's needs. Even worse, it may not even be portable, meaning you may not be able to take it with you if you leave your job and go to another one. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. If you've got something that's going on in your life and it touches money, even just remotely, then give us a holler, because Mark Talercio, the best executive producer in the world, and I are both certified financial planners. No, we don't do this for a living. Although, Mark, we could probably make a boatload of money if we did. Because everyone always asks us, okay, can I pay you? No, you can't, unfortunately, because we both have day jobs, but we love this job the most. We love talking to you. If you've got a question, go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. While you're on the website, don't forget to check out all the great stuff that lives there. Our blog is there. We've got resources, we've got videos, and we've got the free weekly newsletter, which I happen to love. Mark does such a good job with that. Today, we are joined by folks who had given us a call previously. And so we are here with Warren. And is Susie with you, or is it just you, Warren?
I'm here.
All right. So you guys were on the program last year, at the end of last year. What's going on now?
At that time, we were driving from home in South Dakota to spend the winter in Florida. While winter has since left, we are still in Florida, as April Fool's Day brought us another mechanical failure with our trailer, but we were planning to spend a few days in St. Augustine on our way back anyway.
Okay.
So that's where we are now. The reason for today's call was you helped us out with trying to figure out what to do with a whole life insurance policy. And making some conversions or thinking about conversions for long-term care. At that time, we did convert the policy for long-term care, long-term care and a life insurance benefit. That was kind of seemed like the best thing. We also have another whole life policy that we're debating on, using the cash value of that for living expenses. That was an option you discussed at that time.
Mm-hmm. So how much is in the cash value, just out of the curiosity on that one?
That one's just under $20,000.
Okay, got it. Okay, keep going. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're good. It's your show. We were listening to one of your podcasts this winter, and it was talking about intergenerational wealth. And we were like, hey, we've got kind of an issue here that's been a thorn in our side. Like about an 8-inch thorn in our back.
An 8-inch thorn. That's the name of the episode, I think, Mark. Okay. No, it's not SEO friendly. Okay, continue.
Roughly 15 years ago, Susie's mom and father, her father was going through some health issues and needed to be put in assisted living. And so to, you know, think about, it's like the Medicaid spend down and all that type of stuff. One of the suggestions Susie's mom's elder care attorney suggested was gifting some money to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did that. And over the years, it's been in a, it's grown in a brokerage account, as you know, you've seen the success of the stock market.
Sure.
Well, last fall, after we talked with you guys, Susie's mom comes up and goes, I want my money.
Uh-oh.
Well, as you know, and as all the brokerage statements state, it's not her money.
No.
She's rather stubborn. That's putting it very mildly. Would you agree? sorry, Susie's over here just shaking her head going,
Poor Susie is, thankfully, she changed her name. But, you know, she knows exactly who her mother is, so we don't have to. So how much money was it, by the way?
Do you mean what we started with or what we ended with?
Yeah, start. The start.
The start was, what, $13,000 for Susie and her brother and sister each.
Okay. And when was that? Years ago?
2010.
Oh, my gosh. So what's it worth now?
It was worth nearly $152,000.
So it was gifted in 2010. You get the cost basis gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. But it's in your name. It's a statement. It says Susie, right?
Yep. Pros and cons of being the oldest child.
Yep. Now what?
Well, so she wants her money. And she's...
How old is she?
77.
Is she... Susie, is she like... competent? I mean, 77's youngish. Is she healthy? Like, what's her condition right now?
She's somewhat healthy. Unfortunately, long-term smoker, having she stopped during the pandemic, but she's, you know, having some health benefit or some health complications as a result of some things.
Yeah.
She's living with Susie's brother and his wife, who is a not only a nurse but also has her doctorate, so she teaches nursing.
So now what are we doing here? What's the actual, like, what is the game plan?
The game plan, well, there really wasn't much of one other than Susie's sibling saying, get her the money.
Oh, gosh. So now the sibling is agitating. In other words, the sibling and mom are in it together, kind of.
Kind of.
Okay. And does the sibling did or did not receive any of that money? Like, did the sibling also receive an equivalent to the $13,000 in 2010 or not?
They all agreed to contribute the money to this pool.
Okay. But it's in your, the pool is in your name?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you paying for anything out of this account that is important in terms of her care and her long-term ongoing needs?
It hadn't been touched. That was the goal behind the money. Mm-hmm. You know, when she needed care or whatever, we would withdraw from this.
Okay. But she doesn't need that so far.
Correct.
But what's the deal? Like, what is it that she wants? She wants all this money in her name? Like, you're not going to do that. That's so silly. You can't go up a generation. It's more likely, like, does the sibling say that there are expenses that are coming out of their pockets?
Nope.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. How much do you want to talk to your sibling in the future? Do you want to, like, blow up this relationship, Susie, or not?
No, my siblings are fine with it.
In terms of giving her the money?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, but you're not, right?
Well, no, we agreed and made the transfer in November.
Oh, so you transferred this $152,000 in November.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question I have for you is, when you did that, did you file a gift tax return? You can't just give money to people without saying to the government, I just gave $150,000 to your mom, right? You still have to say, you won't have to pay anything. You do have to file a gift tax return for this.
We have not yet.
That you need to do. Oh, my dogs are going crazy about this. They're not happy about this story at all. This is the weirdest story. And so what is the actual question that you guys need to try to figure out at this point?
Well, you've already answered part of it. Is there something that we still need to do about this? So over time, somebody suggested we keep a spreadsheet of how much we've been paying on this account in terms of capital gains, how much it's impacted our taxes over time.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, no, we did it.
Yeah.
Whether but I mean, or not we'll actually gonna pay see the you? Money
just,
from...
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, who, so what? Like, it doesn't matter. They're going to give you the money back? Like, in other words, whatever it is, $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000
Well, closer
they're
to
gonna,
10, but...
Okay, yeah, are they going to actually give that back? Is mom going to gift that back to you?
We hope so.
She said she likes to pay her debts, but when it's $10,000, we'll see.
Well, she has $152,000 right now, so, you know.
I mean, how important is this money to you guys?
Good question. Not at all. This is the weirdest thing. I have to say, this is a very strange story. So, okay, my two cents on this is that if your mother, so you should present the spreadsheet of the costs that were incurred on a tax basis to you guys, okay? Present it to your mom and all the siblings. Share it with everybody, okay? And say, hey, we're owed 10 grand. You can gift that back to us. That may or may not happen. I don't know. I hope so for you guys, but the 8-inch thorn that is in your side has not been quite lanced just yet. So the other part is in your control, and you should file a gift tax return for this money.
And how do we do that?
So you go to an accountant and you say, or a, do you have your own lawyer who did your own wills?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just not going to be there until August.
Okay. But you need to get in touch with somebody and say, hey, in 2023, we gifted our mother $152,000. A gift tax return is actually pretty easy to file in this case because all you're saying to the government is, I put $152,000 into someone's hands. I'm going to use part of my estate tax allowance that is due for me upon my death. I'm going to do it right now. Meaning that right now, if you have... less than $13,610,000. Okay,
yes.
That's you. You just got in under the wire.
Yes, just
each. By the way, so you have less than $27 million. You say to the government, "My gift tax allowance. I'm going to use $152,000 of that allowance." That's all that you're saying because you're not going to have to pay a tax. It's just that. If the government looks at a transfer of $152,000, they're going to say, who did this to what? Like, what's going on here? And they're going to want to make sure that you account for it. Now, they may not catch you, but I think I would rather do it. So what I think makes sense is, you know, we're talking to you in April. Even if you just went to the IRS.gov website and you did this yourself or with the guidance of somebody who is a tax person and say, hey, we need to file this return. And that's what I would do. And I would try to get that done. And at the very least, if you could, I know you're on the road, even if you could do it, like, when do you think you're going to be at your destination?
You mean what the attorney who drew up our estate
and
all that stuff?
Yeah. When are you going to be there?
September.
So I would get in touch with them
and
just tell them what happened and say, we need a gift tax return created. You can file this electronically. You'll just sign. You know what I mean? Like it's an e-file. It'll be no money needs to change hands. It's just the filing of it. That's what I would do.
And we do this for next year because we've already finished our taxes for this year.
It would be a separate return anyway. So you should do it for this year. You should do it now. Meaning that it's like a gift tax return is different than your income tax return. So you should try to do this before April 15th. I know. I'm sorry. The gun is to your head. So close.
It's not bad.
I don't know if you're going to get this 10 grand back. I got to tell you.
And we'll just add the cost to get this lawyer.
Yeah, you should.
Compensation to the bill.
You should. But I will say this. I'm glad you just gave it back because it's not worth blowing up the relationship, even though you probably hate everybody right now. A little bit.
I can't speak for Susie, but there's times where it was extremely frustrating. Mm-hmm. And just the calls and all this stuff. And, you know, I need all these documents. Well, sorry, we don't have all these. We lost some in a flood. Well, what are you going to do? I take my word for it. I guess I'm good enough for manual labor, and I've done your taxes before, but now I'm not good enough to provide you this information. Sorry, a little bit of a vent.
Families are so crazy. Really.
I wonder, does she still have the full, what has she done with the money? Any idea?
Sitting in a bank account.
So strange.
So strange. What happened? I'll tell you something. Not that I want to put any poison in your head. I feel like the sibling is behind this. I don't know why.
It might be aunts and uncles.
Yeah, it might be her siblings too.
Yeah. She took a trip up to New York, and after she came back, everything fell apart.
Oof. Very strange. Very strange.
Thanks. We know. Thanks for confirming. We appreciate it.
I love you guys. Drive carefully. Hey, you've got some intergenerational issues. Cannot be worse than this. This is a very strange one. But if you've got them, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to our website, JillOnMoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you want to come on the air. We are happy to have follow-ups with people. But this is a totally different issue. So this is incredibly just an outlier here. But Mark, I have to say, families are strange. And money is strange. So families are strange and money is strange. Put them together, you got very weird outcomes here. But we can hopefully walk you through things. By the way, folks, just sending money back and forth, if you're not married to anyone else, there are ramifications of doing things like this. So just be clear about that. All right. So family problems, Mark and I are going to go. Mark, we need a degree in social work in addition to our CFPs. That could be probably very helpful to us. If you've got anything on your mind, again, JillOnMoney.com, that is your resource. While you're on the website, don't forget to check out the new show. It's still new, YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You can subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Someone like Warren and Susie are struggling with a very odd family situation. You never know. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself. But even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.